And why'd you come to Hope?
Should I know what they are?
Hi, everybody. We're playing Cards Against Humanity.
Woohoo!
Butt sex.
Butt
sex. No one's ever played this game before. This is why we don't allow dual core on the mics anymore. And I don't even know why I have these white cards anymore because I'm not even that white. Okay.
All right, so the order completely got fucked up.
You're on my court, sir.
I was going next, though, so I'll go.
I'll pop here.
Who the fuck cares?
Give me a black card.
No, this is the Mesa. I don't need headphones.
Give me a black card.
Can you turn
a
down?
A black card from here or from?
Huh?
Can you turn down his mic a little? It's very loud.
Yeah. Because I'm a loud asshole anyhow, but yeah.
Turn down mine, too.
If you were here long enough, you'd realize this would be a problem where you're salary in general.
Friends. All right. So, dear Mom and Dad, camp is fun. I like Capture the Flag. Yesterday, one of the older kids taught me about blank. I love you, Casey.
Wow.
Oh, God. I don't know well enough if you like interpretively or if you like blatantly.
Roll the dice and find the fuck out.
I'll go highbrow. Fuck it.
I think of all the ones I've got.
It was just all the cards.
Yeah. This is probably ruin someone's youth.
Good.
I think you're a little
my
late
current
for
boss,
that.
Good. Good choice, whatever that was.
Or do I have all of them?
Yes,
so the answer to this is actually butt sex. I already said it a little bit ago.
Or bunny.
Sorry if I smell like cigarettes.
I'm sorry if I smell like cigarettes.
Alright.
Okay, here we go. Game time.
Dear Mom and Dad, camp is fun. I like Capture the Flag. Yesterday, one of the older kids taught me about Mufasa's death scene. Yesterday, one of the older kids taught me about an oppressed people with a vibrant culture.
Well, I got serious.
Yesterday, Black one of the older dogs. Kids taught me about when you fart a little bit comes out. Ooh. Yesterday, one of the older kids taught me about exactly what you'd expect.
Bad touch.
Yesterday,
bad
touch. One of the older kids taught me about he's sucking all the milk out of a yak.
That's badge, by the way.
Yesterday, one of the older kids taught me about German Dungeon 4.
For some reason, I can picture those last two going together. Wait a minute.
I do have German Dungeon.
No!
Fuck!
That somehow makes it so much better.
We never beat our boss.
What
ever.
Was second?
Our old boss.
What was second?
I'm no one's boss, dude.
The second one was sucking all the milk out
Why
of
Why do I always
fuck.
Get second, please?
Come on, I was trying to be interpretive with exactly what you expect. Come on. Okay, you asshole, go. Since you... Oh,
do
we're
know
going
which,
around that.
Which
stop
one
it.
I
stop
am
it.
On there?
Yeah. I'm up?
Yeah. Come on. Suck this black one. Go.
Hey, Cooter. Can you.
Six things I could never do without: oxygen, Facebook, chocolate, Netflix, friends,
oh, wait,
and
it. It.
Blank LOL.
Wait, sorry. Hold on. Read it again. I was not paying attention.
Oh, God. No.
Six things I could never do without: oxygen, Facebook, chocolate, Netflix, friends, and blank, LOL.
Oh boy.
I'm going with my first choice. It's gonna lose, but fuck it. This is worth it.
Bad feeling about this.
The problem is, how close to Hope do we want to hit? Do we want to be in the same galaxy, the same solar system? What do we want to do? First stop it.
Okay.
Was it heartwarming?
Draw after. Next card draws.
Trying to avoid.
I played games like that.
Okay,
six,
here we
got
go.
Really
he's reading.
Well.
Got
six things I could never do without: oxygen, Facebook, chocolate, Netflix, friends, and a sudden penis loss. LOL. A drinking 10 5-hour energy drinks to get 50 continuous hours of energy. LOL.
I think that's actually a job requisite for working at Radio Statler.
I think that's like, yeah, that's how you do Hope the second time.
Yeah.
Six things I could never do without: oxygen, Facebook, chocolate, Netflix, friends, and cool, relatable cancer teens.
Aww.
And landmines, LOL. And the Pope, LOL. And an unforgettable quinceañera, LOL.
What?
Drinking 10 5-hour energy shits.
Wait, wait, wait. Second place?
My bad.
Second place was landmines.
No,
fuck.
It wasn't me.
No one likes teens anymore.
I had that one for a while, and then he draws it. I'm like, oh, motherfucker.
Good, fuck
that's
you.
That's so okay. True. But, this is also the guy who, to get himself energy sometimes.
That's also my first preteen card.
You know the little like concentrate liquid you squeeze in stuff to make like your own super energy drinks?
Yeah.
He takes those and just squeezes them straight into his mouth.
And then you chase it with water. You get weird looks at work when you do that. Like, it's not
you get weird looks everywhere when you do that.
I thought that's what you meant by insulin.
The warning about not drinking concentrated is bullshit, by the way.
No, I mean, he's only had, you know, heart palpitations, you know,
that's
three or
why they
times.
Think hope is a state of mind.
Okay, is everybody ready?
Yeah,
so, when all else fails, I can always masturbate to blank.
Oh, fuck, that's going to be a great night.
Oh, God. Oh, damn it!
If you can't hand it over, it's all right.
Fucking last draw syndrome.
Which of these two options?
We don't have enough lesbians in here.
No, go for myself.
That's a lame one.
That's always the best in this game. And, yep, last draw syndrome sitting me too. Fuck my life, FML.
Last draw syndrome again.
FML on Radio Statler.
Okay, so, when all else fails, I can always masturbate to the 8th graders.
Whoa, guys.
Weren't you in second grade when eighth graders were there?
That's pretty fucked up.
That's
okay.
Dirty.
What remains of my penis? Smash Mouth.
Those were relatable.
All my friends dying. That's out. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh boy.
That's a little too dark.
It was clam beating already.
This one's pretty funny. Two whales fucking the shit out of each other. And throwing stones at a man until he dies. That makes me think of the Bible, and that's a boner killer. You know, I think I might have to go with the 8th graders.
Fuck!
What's wrong with the whales?
Does somebody want second place?
Yes.
It was the whales.
I thought everyone was watching whales. I thought everyone was watching whales like a year ago. And I'm out of the loop. Bunny, save us.
Oh, I take the black one.
That's what she said.
The what?
And he said.
Where's our dead pile now?
That's right Thurman. There, it's all here.
Not
I don't
that
care
pile.
About
it's all I know.
Okay, here
all
we
right.
go.
All right.
Not which pile, because I've been drawn from that one.
I know.
A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with blink.
Oh. Oh, that would have been good.
How many do I need?
We're all just pulling for Buddy's resume here at this point.
I think I need to all in my system.
Oh.
All right. A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with a night of Taco Bell and anal sex.
That's going to be a pattern.
Oh, Lord.
Bullets.
Oh.
Hysterical revisionism.
Historical revisionism.
Can't even pronounce that shit, so fuck it.
Getting really high.
Yeah. How you got this job?
Anal beads. Starting to think something about you guys. Yeah.
That's going to be
drinking alone.
Oh. That's that way you're never drinking alone.
It's Taco Bell and anal sex.
Yes!
Fuck, what was second place?
It's like the only time at the lube it filled me in.
Getting really high.
Fuck.
You know, I'm taking this.
I'm really hating this reset.
Where's the junk?
In my crotch or here.
All right.
Unless that's a two-parter, let me know.
Siskel and Ebert have panned blank as
poorly conceived and sloppily executed. Fucking Taco Bell anal sex would go that.
Oh, man. You see that one? That's not part of the discard pile. I'll put that one back on. Because I've taken the most amount of stuff out of everyone here.
We good?
For some reason, I'm keeping this game going.
Everyone in?
Yep.
Oh, damn. I should have played top.
Fuck. Games. Knowing that I'm next, like, I have now all my good cards, so you guys can't even win.
All right. Siskel and Ebert have panned a outbreak of smallpox as poorly conceived and sloppily executed. Getting all offended as poorly conceived and sloppily executed.
Well, this could be a shit show.
No longer finding any cards against humanity card funny as poorly conceived and sloppily executed.
Okay, the core staff card.
Giving birth to the Antichrist as poorly conceived and sloppily executed. Siskel and Ebert have panned praying the gay away as poorly conceived and sloppily executed.
Depends on what you mean by sloppily.
A fun, sexy time at the nude beach as poorly conceived and sloppily executed.
I do enough of those in the nude, that's no problem.
I think I'm going to have to go with Antichrist.
Fuck. I'm never going to win this round, am I?
Well, I don't have a black card yet, so you know.
Does anyone know what number two was?
What was number two?
Yes.
Yeah.
Number two would have been praying the gay away.
Mm. All right.
Time to
I have to actually get new cards because for some reason everyone folded them in for some reason, so I'm getting a bunch.
Actually, I should rephrase that. Oh, leader Kim Jong-un, our village praises your infinite wisdom with a humble offering of blank. Oh, leader Kim Jong-un, our village praises your infinite wisdom with a humble offering of blank. Oh, God. All right.
Let me know when you want to pass something down.
Entertaining. Okay. All right, here we go.
Let's
see which of these is less horrible than the others.
Less horrible?
Yes, I know.
This is why you have the worst Vanna White job ever. Despite wearing all white.
These are not.
No, those
are mine.
Yeah.
What are those that are not mine doing there?
All right,
here we go.
Are those draws or discards?
Are they
discards?
Discards.
Yeah.
Then
don't
yeah.
put them there.
Sorry about that.
Here we go. Dear leader Kim Jong-un, our village praises your infinite wisdom with a humble offering of a for real lizard that spits blood from its eyes.
Wow.
Thank you, Seven Chan.
And a humble offering of like a million alligators.
It's lizard.
Infinite alien. Wisdom of a humble offering of disco fever.
Hey!
Johnny Smith, unfortunately, is not a card. You can play
greetings,
currently.
Greetings, what? Old Johnny. Greetings,
do you still
old
have
Johnny
any t-shirts Christmas? Left? I want a t-shirt.
Well, they're all gone.
Then fuck.
Read.
Okay.
I'm sad.
That's what we pay you for.
Well, your leader has provided us with Johnny Christmas for a few moments.
Okay.
But in the meantime, he has also provided us with an humble offering of famine.
Why are you playing on top of my laptop?
Because well, you left it
Johnny,
there?
Johnny, we can't think of a better great equalizer than your almighty laptop of what? Pornography.
Your almighty laptop of infosex.
Yes.
Yeah.
And butt sex and
humble offering of 3 years of semen in a shoebox.
My laptop is so wet. It really is.
That following
from
years
having
of
a wife.
Oh.
And of course, there's
26 o'clock was a bad idea.
And the way that those 3 years of semen and wetness came to be is by pulling out. But of course,
pulling out. You have to choose one. Come on, man.
So I have to choose famine.
Yep.
And now I will be executed.
Thank you.
We love you, North Korea.
Thank you, dear leader.
Please don't nuke us with your Red Star OSs.
I have to say it has to be like a million alligators.
Oh, God.
So who had like a million alligators?
I'm going to save that for Johnny, wherever that one is. This is my turn. Okay.
Oh, God.
Conspiracy theorist time, Gary Woo! History Channels, what killed the dinosaurs?
Yeah, when you go in.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
But kill the dinosaurs. I actually will consider penis related stuff way too easy. So. I've done three hits here, so there we go. John, do you have actual white cards, or is your whiteness a little supporting in? Okay, never mind. He's going to be hipster. Okay.
He has to get his game for me.
Thurman, you're going to win this. Are you actually playing at this, even though it's your set and we got it all half soggy?
No, I'm not. You know why?
Why?
I went Mexicans. Through every single card to make sure.
And that's why our walls have a glory hole in it, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. So.
I wish.
Yes.
We should cut it right next. We should put the glory hole where it says nibble my gooch.
Oh.
That's originally where.
That was where, that was where it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's not where it ended up.
See the hands on the Grinch fetus? That's originally where
it was. Wait. Yeah. Stop, missed it. Stop it doesn't know.
He doesn't.
Stop it doesn't know.
Okay. There's a glory hole. We're going to talk about. Yeah.
It's behind you. We covered it up with tape. The knock guys fucking did it. And we
because it's knock.
Fuck the knock.
Yeah.
And we've
literally
we've taken our revenge already. They haven't realized
okay,
yet.
Okay, so here's the thing. So what killed the dinosaurs, people? A supermassive black hole, aka a really bad fucking song that was used in a terrible vampire movie. Pretending to be black. I think it'd be like too much blackness to probably kill the dinosaurs these days. That and security cameras falling off of people's shoulders. A gassy antelope. What do I think about that? Bass drops so hard it tears through the starry vaults. Asunder to reveal the face of the gods.
Does that happen at Megfest?
Huh?
Does that happen at Megfest?
Yes.
Rumors that,
okay. Every time, yeah.
I heard with the Proto-Man particularly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll consider that. I think these two are related. So I have to play them next to each other. A man from Craigslist and Domino's Oreos pizza. Dessert pizza, I bet that. What killed the dinosaurs? Fuck, I should know. Who saw my ad last night for Craigslist?
That would be me.
Fuck you. Bitch. We had Domino's Oreos pizza. Did anyone do Domino's Oreo pizza?
Not me.
You don't order Domino's at all? No? Okay.
Give me the lock card.
Alright, fuck it. Right to the mouth. Bam.
It's a dual one. Give me another black card.
It's hard to do.
You know, because you have coronation, and last time they did coronation, they killed off everyone.
Yeah, that's where the Mandela practice came in. That was
only one of the giveaways for the holidays. Nothing says I love you like blank.
I'm sorry, nothing says what?
Nothing says I love you like blank.
Oh, dear God.
This is terrible. God.
I believe this is
if that one doesn't win, I'm going to be very sad and disappointed in you, Nick. Just because, not because it deserves, I deserve to, but because
that
card is fucking perfect.
I think mine is
last time, what was that? Nothing that says love you like. Okay, I got it.
We will see.
I have to buy it right now. Start sucking now.
Remember, children, nothing says I love you like something that looks like a box but turns out to be a crate.
No, that's not true. I saved some for
come
you.
On, you.
Nothing says I love you like getting teabagged by a fifth grader in Call of Duty.
What? Probably from the same person.
Nothing says I love you like used panties.
From a vending machine or direct sale?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
Nothing says I love you like growing up chained to a radiator in perpetual darkness.
Oh my God. What part of childhood is everyone digging from?
Nothing says I love you like matching with mom on Tinder.
Nothing says I love you like matching with mom on Tinder.
By the way, if you ever want to follow Radio Stettler on FetLife, our account would be no.
Nothing says I love you like fucking a corpse back to life.
Well,
that is love.
Well, either love or necrophilia.
This is all for love to our current boss at Radio Statler.
That made me based on that concept.
Matching with mom on Tinder.
Yes!
You and me, man. You and me.
I think I would have won if it wasn't for that.
This game is rigged.
Second.
I knew it was number two.
Growing up chained to a radiator because
I knew it was number two.
I gotta say, I was worried about growing up chained to a radiator. That was what I said. That if that card didn't win.
Wait, as the card or as an actual childhood fear?
I'm not gonna talk about how messed
up. Anyway,
yes.
While I'm this sober.
Dape, make
why
us happy.
I have a big glass of a milky looking liquid.
Hopefully it's not just because remember 26 o'clock was here earlier. I don't know what happened before that.
It's a divider.
Yeah. And Jack was here. You can never. I mean, I live with him, but still, I don't trust my.
Honey, I have a new role play I want to double.
Toss it.
No doubles.
Okay. Either thanks to
Hooch or awake hours or not.
Blank. Good to the last drop.
Yes, this is a classic.
Where is the milking a yak with your mouth when you need it?
There you go.
I am going to do the unthinkable.
Seriously, there needs to be like a DSM diagnosis for it.
I'm actually doing that thing that... Oh, God.
You better get horny by this, man.
I actually did Top Deck Madness. Because my hand sucks, so I went for the top deck.
I wouldn't expect any less from you.
Taking a shit while running at full speed, good to the last drop. My genitals, good to the last drop.
We've had those before.
Insatiable bloodlust. Good to the last drop.
How do you think Radio Statler happens every 2 years?
A lifetime of sadness. Good to the last drop.
Also that.
Enormous Scandinavian women. Good to the last drop. And shark with legs. Good to the last drop.
What makes you hornier?
Just because you use what makes you hornier as a decision maker doesn't mean we all do.
Also, just that
you just that my genitals good to the last drop.
What was it?
Oh, yes.
It does help to know people. The one downside of Cards Against Humanity when you've got a couple of groups of people.
One downside is when you reset everything. Affirmative action don't work anymore.
What affirmative action?
Okay. Yes. Yep. Unfortunately,
that's
you.
What happens when Stopway goes.
Hey, yes. The same sexy voice.
When the person next to you goes, next time it's your turn.
All right.
Just so you know.
Okay.
Next time on Dr. Phil, how to talk to your child about blank. It's bad when people start giggling before the reveal.
Oh, wait, that's good.
No, because they're laughing at themselves. That's fucked up.
Waiting on one more. Will you actually permanently stay here at one point? Like, seriously, can we, like, chain your ass down while you Batman? Fine, be that way.
All right, I'm going to go with this one.
Okay, I have everybody's, right?
Yep. So I'm the only one keeping track of the bullshit.
So, next time on Dr. Phil, how to talk to your child about... being awesome at sex.
That's privilege. Yeah.
White privilege.
That's like an important thing. My browser history. Less important, but way harder to explain.
Wait a minute.
It's physically harder.
It says here nuclear weapons is right below autoerotic asphyxiation.
Next time on Dr. Phil, how to talk to your child about bullshit.
The American
That's
language.
Every conversation.
Injecting speed into one arm and horse tranquilizer into the other.
Oh, God.
Whispering all sexy and sex with Patrick Stewart.
There you have it. Really. Speaking of all sexy, once again, because he won't say.
I think I probably have to go with bullshit.
It's
a very, like, honest lifestyle.
The black card.
Why are all my bosses... What was second place?
What was second place?
Second place was probably Whispering All Sexy.
Fuck!
Oh.
No one likes horse tranquilizers, a.k.a. what I am on now.
You know, it's hard to tell your kid why you're doing that.
Bunny, real life experiences, go. You can reach. Don't be shy.
What did you say, real life experience?
Yes.
Like,
what else are we drawing from in this wonderful game?
Cards.
Well, on
literally what we're drawing from is a box of cards.
On radio, it could be wherever you want. And on YouTube, he's exactly right.
Anyway.
Going on.
I'm going to modify the card slightly. He's next to me. He'll see it.
Okay.
As queen, how will I keep the peasants in line?
That's already bullshit.
This is a throwaway round for me.
That would have been a good top deck if I went that path.
I hate Thurman. I fucking hate Thurman so much.
Alright. As queen, how will I keep the peasants in line? A mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, and my libido.
Mosquito? Did it literally say mosquito? Or mustano?
Actually, no.
You're all old enough to know your
mind. Actually getting shot for real.
Shot for real. Okay, that's too close to home.
Yeast.
I can see that. Bacon sourdough. Go.
Like a million alligators. I gave this card. I gave this card to somebody already.
Thurman has doubles in here.
A weed elemental who gets everyone high.
That's the
A micro penis.
Queen, choose.
Weed elemental.
Fuck.
It makes it's logically
it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense.
I'm useless.
She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night for a blank.
Show us what you got.
Dank memes.
It's always the better one.
Oh, God. I hope this wins. I desperately need a win.
Oh, yes.
If that doesn't win, then I'm folding. And
that's why we don't have nice
things. Like, these things are falling over this more this year
why
than
I,
ever.
Yeah, this is why I prefer round bases to the teardrops.
This is the most, like, drunken falling over black thought objects we've had in a long
time.
No,
no, no, no. These things have been falling over while sober.
Black objects?
He just likes to
racist.
Make things racist, yes. I swear.
I mean, he is the only black object in here.
All right. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night for all of this blood. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night for ejaculating live bees, and the bees are angry.
How do they get in there? That's really what I want to know.
That's probably why they're angry.
Are you underestimating his power?
She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night for strong female characters.
Uh-uh.
She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night for lots and lots of abortions.
Slowly scratching that one off the list tonight.
She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night for a big black dick. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night for Daniel Radcliffe's delicious asshole. Oh.
Fuck, I didn't know about that one.
Lots and lots of abortions.
Damn it.
Woo!
And
I still have no black
second
cards.
Place?
Second place probably was Daniel Radcliffe's delicious asshole.
Fuck.
All
right.
I think after you, I'm going to be like, fuck this game. Okay. Oh, okay. Multiples. Okay, thank you. I don't expect any less stuff for you.
I know.
You know, get just get go. I know they just pop up in
side
your face.
Pocket.
Keep going.
Chill.
Here, take a sip of this.
That makes it worse.
All right. Okay. In L.A. County Jail, word is you can trade 200 cigarettes for blank.
In L.A. County Jail, word is you can trade 200 cigarettes for blank.
Oh, God. Oh, no, I have a choice. Shit.
Well, you always have a choice. I mean,
but, like, the more real or the one that you actually want?
I can't answer that one. I don't know what I want. I'm past that point.
Fuck it.
It's now fuck off a clock, and it's like, I don't even know what's going on anymore.
It's Tuesday.
What time is it?
4:45, believe
it
or not.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It feels like it's 6 a.m., doesn't it?
No, it feels like 2:30 in the morning.
Thursday. Yeah, right. It feels like Thursday. It's not Thursday. Just say Thursday, yeah. I have to interview FreeBSD people, so.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
In L.A. County Jail, word is you can trade 200 cigarettes for destroying Dick Cheney's last Horcrux.
The one Harry Potter, the one last dying Harry Potter fan, ladies and gentlemen.
You can trade 200 cigarettes for Lunchables.
Aw, I like Lunchables.
I would do that.
It's delicious. It's more proof that you should sell them next time.
Yeah, dude, Lunchables, I'd make a murder in here.
$20
I'd be so
a pop,
rich.
Come on.
You can trade 200 cigarettes for Sean Connery.
He's only worth.
I was just looking.
Maybe
at 100.
Cards,
isn't that like? Yeah, that's
well, if it's the right prison he can escape from.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He can never die again.
You can trade 200 cigarettes for 10 incredible facts about the anus. You can trade 200 cigarettes for the power of the dark side.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Exactly. That just seems way underpriced.
There's a catch.
Yeah, there's a catch.
Always
it's the dark
catch.
Side.
There's a catch.
I think it's like Scientology. It's like they give you that free reading, and then suddenly
and then Tom
like
Cruise comes in,
$25,000 in debt, and don't know what happens.
And suddenly and sucking somebody's dick.
Yeah. Suddenly you're living on the work camp.
Exactly.
you're being re-educated while doing slave labor.
Yeah.
Yep. And finally, you can trade 200 cigarettes for a good sniff.
Of the cigarettes, or
I think
open to interpretation.
I'm torn, but I think that a good sniff is worth the 200 cigarettes.
Hey, buddy.
What was number two?
Hey, first
the
one.
Anus.
Damn it.
The anus was number two.
I'm probably gonna fold after this. Oh god. Okay, help us. Who's this is the perfect card to fold it. You are not alone. Millions of Americans struggle with blank every day.
Wow, this got deep.
Wait, one more time. For those of us without headphones.
You are not alone. Millions of Americans struggle with blank every day.
Sorry. One of your cards drops.
I don't care. I'm folding it. I have an airbed. So. No black cards.
It fucking happens every time.
What, that you're stuck with me? Sorry. You're not alone. Millions of Americans struggle with social justice warriors or flamethrowers of compassion, otherwise known as the Ghostbusters reboot. Okay.
No.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans struggle with object performance.
Permanence.
I think performance is funnier, so that'll make downgrade that from my end. After David Bowie, do we really struggle with goblins?
Are you trying to tell me that goblins aren't a problem in this country?
No, see, if it was twirling crystal balls, we might have something. But goblins, really?
Really, dude,
we like Hoggle.
Idea.
Hey, you guys are going to dick out.
That's his moment.
Do you have any idea how much of a problem goblins are in this country?
So,
let's get mom. All right. Let's derail this, yeah.
I'll stop by the booth, whoever's awake.
Just a bunch of sad Wikipedians. Awesome talk. With nothing. Yeah.
Thanks for this morning.
Probably the strongest candidate before I. Yeah. Fold, and as the walls fold, is Lance Armstrong's missing testicle.
I thought I knew my friend.
No, you have no idea.
The thing on the internet that everyone's talking about, which I think was more relevant like 5 years ago, is because, like, pick one. And a complete inability to understand
everyone else's perspective. Apparently someone knows how much I've taken. Ghostbusters.
Social Justice Warriors?
Right wing you, Morgan.
Social Justice Warriors?
Yeah.
You don't have to be quiet.
No, that's fine.
This is not serious business.
That's
Nick,
fine.
Everybody, we're on the air.
Nick, were you Social Justice Warriors?
No.
Was that you?
No.
No, I was Object Permanence because clearly.
There you go, finally.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Which one is your second?
I'm interviewing FreeSBD people tomorrow. I need to pray. Good night.
Aslam alaikum.
Well, no, red.
Glasses.
And then we provide a white card
and
fill in the
blank.
So the person who's reading the black card picks it.
Oh,
I'm reading. Whoa.
And you're dropping.
Can you hand me a black card?
Sure.
Let's do this one.
Big black card.
Come on, we're civilized here, somewhat.
Here's a black card.
Okay.
He's mostly syllabized.
So that would be presented, and I pick one of these.
Question. What will always get you laid?
Goblins. Oh, did
I believe side that
pocket?
That
yes. Yeah, side pocket's out.
Mm.
Yeah.
This one comes from life experience.
I think mine is an undeniable truth. I mean, it's just.
I think we all need. I think all of us need to try and call which one we believe is Stape's life experience as he reads them.
This was like the best. That literally is like the best, dead on. That's it.
The usual top.
Which one?
Matches.
What will always get you laid? Being popular and good at sports.
That can't possibly be true about you.
That's not true about Stape.
What will always get you laid?
You were a wrestler, no one
things
cared.
From Hitler's perspective. That's totally Stape's. What will always get you laid? Being a terrible mother.
That's totally Stape's.
What will always get you laid? Inserting a mason jar into my anus.
Nope, that's Stape's.
YouTube comments.
They don't get anybody laid.
So, hold on, wait, let's go around the room. What do you think is, which one do you think was Stape's?
Well, I really don't know. I mean, so, you know, it seems like a great guy. Probably the YouTube comments.
Wow, I think that was the most insulting thing I've heard tonight. Bunny, which one do you think?
Mom.
What about you, Jen? Which one do you think?
The mason jar seems to be the most realistic.
I vote the mason jar as well. Nick, which one do you think is Stape's life experience?
Definitely seeing things from Hitler's perspective.
All right. So take your top pick and let's find out. All
right. I think this is true. Being a terrible mother.
Yep, that's mine.
Yeah.
You poor, poor man.
Oh, no. Like, basically, he's got his biggest favorite. Like, he doesn't know who actually did what. He picks his favorite.
I mean, I knew that was Stape's.
I think all of us did deep down.
Yeah.
I'm up.
You're up. You're up, bitch.
What's the new fad diet?
I'm waiting.
This is for Bunny. Everybody's instantly going to get what I meant by that when it's read.
There you go.
Bunny, I played my card for you. Just remember that.
But you should have saved it for me.
No. This is the perfect...
God damn it.
Yet another top deck. Get another drink.
No. This one works. This is a good one.
Sláinte.
Hey, everybody. I lost so much weight.
No. Read it as it happened on the card.
What's the new fad diet? Meaningless sex. What's the new fad diet? Leveling up. What's the new fad diet? Police brutality.
Pokemon Go.
I, out of almost everybody I know, am the least obsessed about the game.
Woo!
I like the game and I'm having fun.
What's the new fad diet?
But it is the new fad diet.
It's not a diet. I'm not losing weight.
Also, stuffing a child's face with Fun Dip until he starts having fun. What's the new fad diet? Booze. Nazis. Nazis win.
What was number two?
Number two was police brutality.
Before I finish that game, I just want to mention that the official mascot for not this year for the Chumash is Sad Black Kitten.
Yeah, it's like, well, kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to stop a laugh. I'm more likely to win.
I'm one of those few people that's like not at all involved with the Pokemon Go thing. I mean, I've had to tell people that I'm not a Pokestop to stop pokeying me. It's weird.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Horrible.
Just, yeah, but it goes both ways. I mean,
I played the Pokemon back in the day.
Well, I can't read them either.
Yeah. But then you grew out of that whole furry stage.
Yeah. Well, no one really grows out of the furry stage.
I was gone for a half a second, and then I came back, and someone said furry. So what the fuck is going on?
Pokemon.
That seems
like you've never wanted to bend over a Snorlax.
My card now.
The transition is actually kind of obvious.
Yeah, I'd agree.
You don't internet, do you?
I've also never been to a furry convention.
You're the
there are a lot
one.
Of Pikachus there, or what?
She's got a little puppy
okay. I'm just going to read.
See?
I had to look over for a second because I was wondering if someone had their fucking phone out.
Okay. Oh, that's a redo. Toss it.
What? Is it double? Is it?
Yeah.
Toss it.
No, toss it. Yeah, last
before
game.
I showed up.
We're not doing doubles because we don't have hand
no,
eye coordination.
It's not a double.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's a repeat.
We've done this already.
All right. Okay. In what's being hailed as a major breakthrough, scientists have synthesized, that's a hard word, blank in the lab.
See, being a dick to children would be good right now.
You shouldn't be looking at them until...
No, I know. I'm drunk. It's over.
I've had a lot... Usually by this point at a con, at a Hope, I am sober drunk. Because usually I've gone for the entire point.
So those are actually mutually exclusive.
Not really. Not if you haven't slept. Or if you've only slept like 3 hours. So by that time... So that you'll be sober drunk, because like you'll be
five.
Like, where the hell am I?
Yeah, all right, we're good.
What am I doing here?
Okay, so... In what's being hailed as a major breakthrough, scientists have synthesized... this thing. The patriarchy in the lab... In what's being hailed as a major breakthrough, scientists have synthesized the euphoric rush of strangling a drifter in the lab.
Okay, we know what's going to
win. Fuck. In what's being hailed as a major breakthrough, scientists have synthesized whatever a McRib is made of in the lab.
Wasn't it from a lab originally?
Probably. They're just repeatable research results.
Oh no! They finally were able to recreate the recipe. That's why it's bad.
First time. In what tale has made a breakthrough? Scientists have synthesized goats screaming like people in the lab, and then in what's being
kill me.
In what's being hailed as a major breakthrough, scientists have synthesized the true meaning of Christmas in the lab. I think I might have to go with a McRib.
Oh, that's me.
Damn.
That was a good one.
Damn you, McRib.
What was number two?
Number two is probably the euphoric rush of strangling a drifter.
Yeah, I don't think you get much better than that.
You would know. I mean, you know, that one time in...
No one ever wants to kill homeless people with me. It's bullshit. I always bring that up as like, hey, what should we do tonight? Let's kill a homeless person. No one ever does it. It's bullshit.
There are so few... places to hide a body in Manhattan.
No, you have to go to Jersey or Staten Island.
You take the toilet off its mounts, and then you shove the homeless people pieces down the toilet pipe.
The Department of Sanitation is really on the ball nowadays.
Well,
ever since that big thing 15 years ago.
You gotta chop them up in the bathtub and then bleach the bathtub. I've got this all planned out. No one will kill a homeless person with
this. Just remember, this is being recorded and archived.
Yeah.
you got to be prepared in case, like, you do kill a homeless person. But what I'm saying is, no one will ever do it with me.
Oops.
But I was
I
a
did
boy,
it again.
I was a Boy Scout. Preparation. I'm trying to do the Weeblo sign, but I can't do it. My fingers don't work that way. Yeah, Weeblo sign. A Boy Scout's always prepared. Just saying.
There's only so much...
I'm not trying to sell Stinger missile here.
So,
just
before he keeps digging himself even deeper,
I'm just advocating
I could,
killing almost.
I could go out and get a Stinger missile in half an hour.
So, Bunny, do you have one or?
Oh, I've had one.
Great.
I'm just letting himself, you know, dig himself a hole.
I can go get one. It'll be fine.
Shh. Stop. All right. When I was a kid, we used to play cowboys and blank.
Wait, that's a repeat.
Yeah, that's a
repeat. I wasn't involved for this one.
Okay.
I don't remember it. Plus, I'm excited to see what people think about my childhood. I'll reveal all of them. I gotta shuffle because I can't know who they are.
Oh, God.
All right. When I was a kid, we used to play cowboys and the basic suffering that pervades all of existence. Yeah. Excuse me. Whipping it out. Sneezing, farting, and coming at the same time.
Yeehaw!
The profoundly handicapped. Repression. They're not really that good, guys.
It's a bad round.
I was really excited.
It's not a great round.
A shitty black card.
Or maybe we've just got horrible hands.
Mm.
Or at this point, our true horrid natures come out.
None of them are that horrid, though.
And I want to go with the given that wins all the time, because it's always the given.
Which one?
The sneezing and farting coming at the same time. Pretty much wins every time.
It does. Brings me back to
but I can't do it,
summer.
So we're going to go with whipping it out.
Yay! All right, let's see.
Who tried that shit?
Which one? All right, here
you
we go.
You were defeated.
And this card is appropriate. Why am I so tired?
Hope.
Butt sex.
That's too obvious, Nick.
Oh, God. I'm going to go to hell for that.
Should
one.
Should I be literal?
Probably.
I'm pretty sure the one I put down will send me to at least one of the realms of hell.
Fast. Being that or... actually.
But I'm a misotheist, so if there are gods, they already hate me, so...
If it's the one that I already know, you wouldn't want to, sorry.
Sláinte.
Really, yeah. It all kind of sucks. I just gotta go with literal.
Alright. Why am I so tired? Giving 110%.
Oh. Yeah, that's about as literal as you get.
We're so proud of you.
A respectful discussion of race and gender on the internet. I'm sorry, are we in Fantasyland? Wiping her butt. Hold on, I'm sorry, stop it. I think I need to give you this card.
Every day.
I guess that's, well, for anyone who doesn't know, that's appropriate because Stape has a...
I have an infant.
Stape has
girl.
A child.
I have a child.
A small human.
You'd think there'd be some type of test they'd make you take before they give you one. And the poop gets in the vagina. It's gross.
Really?
Yeah, dude, don't have baby girls.
That's why you wipe in the front.
Front to back, yeah,
back.
Yeah. Dude, that's what they tell you at the hospital. Don't leave poop in the vagina.
It's a lifelong
it's
thing.
Like a total,
you gotta stick with
like
it
you get yelled at.
Life.
You leave a little poop on the vagina, the nurse is like, don't do that. Girls?
Twins. Vaginas. Right,
twin girls?
You
so
poor
you,
man.
Yeah, you know how it is.
I can poor. Do two at a time. All
right. Why am I so tired? Treasures beyond your wildest dream. Why am I so tired? Clenched butt cheeks.
That sounds like a workout. I bet you can really
that's
tone.
The new fat diet.
Yeah, I feel like you can really tone your ass if you do that constantly.
That's the new fat diet.
Like the reality one is giving 110%, and all the rest of them kind of suck. I mean, clenched butt cheeks is okay, but Like, a respectful discussion of race and gender on the internet would be better for, like, you know, what's my new fantasy? I'm going to go with giving 110%.
Literal wins.
All yours. Yeah, literal wins when the rest of them suck.
Yay. I suck less.
Yay, suck.
Yay.
I suck less than all of you. I still suck, just less.
Mediocre. Yay, being at the top of the mediocre.
Meh. Oh, God.
All right, I'm ready with my shitty cards.
All right, here we go. Up next on Nickelodeon, Clarissa Explains Blank.
I remember for that one.
Up next on Nickelodeon, Clarissa Explains Blank.
Oh, all my cards suck.
Yeah, so do mine.
None of them are really good.
Oh, that's contagious.
I had to pee really bad, but I don't want to leave.
Completely opposite.
So go right to the head.
Yeah. Dude, just do it through the hole into the knock.
Hey, just remember.
They cut the hole. They
right. That's
it on.
Why they put. They wanted people to pee into the knock. And to, obviously.
And to quote the Navy, there is no wrong hole.
Oh, that's the Navy motto.
Seaman.
Oh, they're so yeah, totally.
Okay, I've got four. Who hasn't get put?
Probably the guy who just left.
Okay, then, fine.
No, mine's right here.
Oh, yours there.
Oh.
Okay, then.
Hey, he actually properly gave a card before he left.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Now I don't know if he wins.
Why is Trulia sending me emails about apartments for some place that I haven't lived in a year?
Because no.
Is that apartment up?
Because black people?
I'd move it into the Hobbit hole. I'd move into that.
No, I think it's still gutted.
Tech Darko used to live in an apartment where the ceilings were only like 4 feet tall, so you have to walk around hunched over. It was awesome.
Hey, it was cheap, and you were the one who wanted to make the pantry in the kitchen.
Your dude, I would have lived in your pantry, like Harry Potter.
Lived on the stairs.
Close enough. Oh. Yeah, dude, I love that apartment.
I'm glad for where I'm at right now. At least the apartment I have is cheap, has a absolutely horrible view. But it's relatively big.
Do you have a combination toilet shower?
No.
I had that. It was great. All right. I would poop, shower, and brush my teeth at the same time every morning. It was awesome.
It wasn't just a combination toilet shower. It was a combination toilet sink shower.
Yeah, the whole, it was just all one big party in there.
And, no, that one was under the stairs.
Yeah, it was under the stairs. I mean, that's the only way it would fit.
It was the only way it would fit because you had the shower and then under the staircase so you couldn't stand and take a pee. And if you sat down, if you were drunk, you'd hit your head.
Yeah, if you were,
the stairs went down over the toilet.
If you were drunk enough, you'd just walk headfirst into the stairs. Oh, we'll try to take a pee. I miss that apartment.
All right. Let's do this. Clarissa Explains Mild Autism.
Explains her brother.
Clarissa Explains Reading an Entire Book.
I was just getting rid of a card, I'm sorry.
Clarissa Explains Sanding Off a Man's Nose.
Whoa.
That's kind of dark. Clarissa Explains Hipsters.
I don't think that's possible.
Clarissa Explains Internet Porn and Hipsters Paralysis. Okay, I think the last one. Internet Porn Analysis Paralysis.
Yes.
Yeah.
I sucked the least.
What was the second one?
Not mine.
I think hipsters.
Yeah, not mine. Which mild was? Autism.
Yeah, that was kind of a throwaway.
I have, like, really jack shit in my hand right now.
I mean, it really comes down to the card. Like, you could think you have jack shit, and then a card pops up, and you're like, you have the best answer ever. But.
Could you make any more noise? Enough.
I think those are all the discard ones.
Okay.
You didn't win, by the way.
Sorry.
Yep.
What's a big one?
Next season on Man vs. Wild, Bear Grylls must survive in the depths of the Amazon with only Blank and his wits.
That's a good one.
Man, I kind of all got shit too.
I'm thinking that one too.
What's good about this drink? We're on the one drink.
All right.
Water? More drink.
Next season on Man vs. Wild, Bear Grylls must survive in the depths of the Amazon with only Jean-Claude Van Damme in slow motion and his wits. Must survive in the depths of the Amazon with only Daddy's credit card and his wits. Shutting the fuck up and his wits.
I think I know how someone feels about him.
A falcon with a box on its head and its and his wits.
Fucking why would box it set.
Next season on Man vs. Wild, Bear Grylls must survive in the depths of the Amazon with only opposable thumbs and his wits.
That's the most literal answer.
I'm going to go with shutting the fuck up.
I knew you would pick
that.
Great day. Second place. They're all
kind of
shitty.
Yeah.
Might have been second place shitty.
I don't know. Probably Jean-Claude Van Damme in slow motion.
Damn it! That would have been me. It was the best. It was the best of these shitty cards I had for that.
Yes.
A recent laboratory study shows that undergraduates have 50% less sex after being exposed to...
Blank.
Damn, I should have played my leveling up card.
There was no statistics, I know. Yeah.
I hope so.
That would have been, I should have topped that.
A recent laboratory study shows that undergraduates have 50% less sex after being exposed to weapons grade plutonium.
Well, then.
50% less sex after being exposed to AIDS monkeys. Less sex after being exposed to the miracle of childbirth.
Well.
Less sex after being exposed to coat hanger abortions.
And we know which one's winning.
50% less sex after being exposed to the all-new Nissan Pathfinder. With 9% APR financing.
You have to throw that last one.
Every single one of these is so good.
I guess everyone can read Stop A pretty well.
I'm going to reward the Nissan Pathfinder.
No! No! I wasted a good card on you.
What was the number two?
They're all number two. Oh, coat hanger abortions,
yes,
probably.
I wasted my card on you.
Oh, that was a great one.
I could have kept that. I could have used that for so many things.
Oh, I was rewarded.
9% APR.
I was like, that one was just beautiful.
No one wants to fuck a guy with a Nissan Pathfinder.
The Japanese have developed a smaller, more efficient version of blank.
Penises?
Oh, 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 micro penis.
Really development.
And there goes a call to the cock line.
I'm pretty sure this entire game is a call to the cock line.
Oh, great. My phone's vibrating.
Wait, read that again?
Oh, fuck, it's 5:15 in the morning.
I don't know, pick one. Well, no, only the sun. Or are we still getting... Are we still worried about sleeping tomorrow?
So much easier to shuffle when you're drunk.
He says as he drops pieces of card on the floor.
The Japanese have developed a smaller, more efficient version of edible underpants.
They're little.
Stephen Hawking talking dirty. being replaced by a robot. Yeah. Hip hop jewels.
What are hip hop jewels?
Bling.
Bling. That makes sense, I guess.
And a team of lawyers. I have to go with Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Talking dirty.
Wait, other card.
The black card.
You know, one day I'll understand this game.
There is no understanding. There
second
simply
place is probably the.
There is no understanding.
Underpants, though.
Whoop.
There is just assimilation.
The five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, blank, acceptance.
Here, go.
Somebody's talking about Google.
What the fuck? People are
Google!
Google! Google! Woo!
Bing, Google. Motherfucker!
DuckDuckGo!
Yahoo! Ask Jeeves!
Ping Google!
Xvideos!
Yeah, is anyone looking at porn?
So there's something for the
nonsense. Do you even know people are talking to you?
No.
Fuck off!
Fuck the knock!
Woo!
I believe the problem is that the knock needs a good fuck.
All right, the five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, a mating display, and then acceptance. Teaching a robot to love. I mean, that would make someone happy, but is that really a stage?
I've seen sex robots on the internet, and they don't look like they love anything.
They put it back. They put it back.
Concealing a boner.
By the way, we might want to check the Stellar website.
A disappointing salad. Right. Multiple stab wounds. It's kind of all suck. Yeah. I'm going to go with the disappointing salad.
Oh, that's me.
All right, let's go. Let's see. Blank. Awesome in theory, kind of a mess in practice.
Wow, because it's like this, 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 this.
Because like, take my card, take it, in the face.
Odd enough, relevant to the card that I delivered.
That'll work. All right.
There's ice in my beer. Ice. But I'm a little weirded out because, so I was just drinking this beer, and all six of them came from the same fridge and went to the little cooler. And this was the second one, so it's actually been sitting there for a while. This one didn't have ice.
That one does?
But this one
science.
Does.
Most because it's...
Ninjas.
Probably because...
fucking Ice Nine.
Very watered down.
Could be. Drink
it. Flavored water.
Yeah, if you drink the Ice Nine, then you pee it out. I don't know what to do with that. Can.
Don't worry about that.
No, if you pee it out, then she destroys the world.
I mean, I'm okay
with
that.
Don't do it. No, then all the lakes freeze upside down. No one could ever ice skate again.
Ice Nine?
I don't ice skate.
Anyway.
I don't think Bunny knows what Ice Nine is.
Blank. Awesome in theory, kind of messy in practice. Going to a high school reunion on ketamine. Awesome in theory, kind of messy in practice.
That's from experience.
I was going to say, if this card is from who I think it is, then yeah, from experience.
I wish I got that card.
Googling, kind awesome in theory, kind of a mess in practice. I mean, maybe if you're talking about, what was it, 30 Rock's definition of Googling. Anybody watch that?
Nope.
Nope.
Tracy Morgan, it was Hey Liz Lemon, do you mind if I go to my office and Google myself? And he gets explained to it later that that means to look yourself up on Google. And he goes, oh, I was wondering why she was so cool about me doing it in her office. Oh, wow. I don't know if I want to say this one on the air. I already get death threats. Muhammad, praise be unto him. Awesome in theory, kind of a mess in practice.
Oh, wow.
That is not, I did not pick that card. Making the penises kiss. Awesome in theory, kind of a mess in practice.
Oh, wow.
Ducking.
Getting abducted by Peter Pan. Awesome in theory, kind of best practice. All right, making the penises kiss wins.
Yeah, I don't think you could beat that one.
Yeah, that really? Wait, wait. The one who always picks the tamest, most, you know, appropriate, you know, not inappropriate, not disgusting, not whatever card, is the one who gave making the penises kiss.
I feel like that one would win almost any card.
Yeah, probably.
And number two is the going to high school or you're not ketamine.
I'm actually thinking about doing that. No. Oh.
So who's making you get death threats? It wasn't me.
No one here.
No, who played the card?
Oh.
Oh, Muhammad?
It was one of those two.
That was mine.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Praise be unto him.
So if anyone's looking for his address, it's...
I live in San Francisco. Come get me.
Watch 6 months from now, that'd be true.
I'm just stuck with the cards that I've got. And the cards that I have are very milquetoast.
Yeah.
Until I get a couple that aren't. Oh, well. I work my ass off all day for this family, and this is what I come home to? Blank?
You're so lame.
Yeah, this
sucks.
Yeah, mine all suck.
God, it's true. A sucky one, too.
Am I supposed to do this?
I don't know. And
does he, like, carry it around?
I guess.
Limited edition. It's traded for multiple times.
Oh?
I will say, there have been some good ones that have come from the Christmas editions. Like the... that one's interesting sometimes. The one where it's the person's name, apostrophe S, butt. So if you had gotten one of your cards you'd have would be Bunny Burns' butt for a white card.
Oh, like they customized each order?
Yeah, so they do a custom card in each year. So it's been the Here Lies Blank, whatever your birth year is to 2015, died of whatever. Then there was Blank's butt. For the person's butt. It's a couple.
Yeah, I haven't even looked through all the Hanukkah cards I got last year.
Who's reading?
I'm reading. I work my ass off all day for this family, and this is what I come home to? Kale?
That is a valid thing to be unhappy to come home to.
Can I join again?
Yeah. Sure, why not? Come on.
I woke up from bed bugs eating me, so I'm...
Okay. Really?
Yeah. I have pictures. You want to see
it? No, really.
I don't know what they are. Or you're waiting.
Okay. Bed bugs.
You're waiting, right?
New York has a particularly bad infestation right now.
Yeah. Kyle?
It's a thing.
Yes. Oh, can I play as well?
No. Kyle, claim for me.
Okay. I work my ass up all day for this family, and I come home to reading the entire EULA? I work my ass off all day for this family, and I come home to an overwhelming variety of cheeses? That almost sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, I would love to come home to that.
Yeah, no shit.
Brie Rotterdam and that weird stinky cheese? Oh my god, you treat me well. I come home to cute boys? That might not be a problem. I come home to wearing an octopus for a hat?
That might be a problem.
Yeah.
I think kale is the worst of the set.
Is that the good thing or bad thing?
Kale wins.
Who wanted to drink kale over?
This kale is me.
You are kale.
Second place.
I totally didn't expect that.
Second place
to
has
do
to be the EULA. Who would subject me to the EULA?
Probably I choose to.
I actually read the EULA at work.
Well, that's work.
Well, you have nothing else to do, and you're trying to, you know, postpone.
Well, it's a way. Someone's like, oh, please do this, but the Eula says no. No one ever reads the Eula to tell me that I'm lying, but still.
There's actually, when I was working at a university, we went to buy Nagios, and they flagged the contract because in the terms and conditions, it's that they reserve the right to the color blue, and in particular, all blue M&Ms, because they like the color blue.
Oh, dear Lord.
And
really?
So yeah. It's a section in their terms and conditions. And so our procurement office was like, we can't do business with these people. I'm like, why the fuck not? What? You hold claim to all blue M&Ms?
Okay.
In perpetuity.
I have a strict policy. First date, dinner. Second date, kiss. Third date, blank.
Where the fuck is anal sex in Taco Bell when you need it?
I think that's a good third date. For such a perfectionist.
I kind of like mine. I kind of like it. I don't know if it's going to win, but I like it.
I don't know.
It's worth at least a chuckle.
I doubt mine will win, but...
Is somebody else picking?
Yes, we have a new victim. I mean, player.
All right.
So now there are six choices.
I have a strict policy. First date, dinner. Second date, kiss. Third date, being on fire. Not lighting myself on fire, just spontaneously being on fire.
Maybe your date lit you on fire.
With a strict enough policy, I think that would happen.
It's just friction.
Third date, a cloud of ash that darkens the earth for 1,000 years from being on fire.
Well, I mean, if this is that strict a person, I think that the chance of that person getting a third date.
Third date, Boris the Soviet love hammer.
Wait, what?
Boris the Soviet love hammer.
Wow. Shit got real.
Third date, grandma.
Yay for fetishes.
Third date, foreskin.
Just the foreskin. Nothing
just,
else.
Just cut it off and give it to me. Third date, an ass disaster.
An ass disaster?
An ass disaster.
So Taco Bell and anal sex.
All right, who had Boris the Soviet love hammer? Oh, dear God.
Welcome to the game.
First round.
Well, at least mine got a chuckle.
Which one was yours?
Grandma.
Grandma's one of those, like, pseudo-Trump cards.
We've had a good My job, grandma buddy. Was a saint.
In bed.
Just remember, whenever you go to a wedding, all the people know what's going to happen that night. So you got Grandma there. She's looking lovingly at that couple with a smile on her face because she knows that night they're going to fuck.
And they include Grandma?
Maybe that's why Grandma's smiling so big.
Maybe.
Don't.
It's right, your, it's stop it. Like that. Stop it. It's your turn.
Get that black thing.
Don't worry, kid. It gets better. I've been living with blank for 20 years.
Some of these cards I've literally been holding since I started.
Yeah, yeah, same. There's some that are just shitty as hell.
Some of, yeah, these are like...
I'm going to get rid of this one.
Same.
Ugh. I'm trying to figure out which of these is like... I'm going to live with this one.
Don't worry, kid. It gets better. Aww. I've been living with
Bunny,
the Boxcar Children for 20 years. That was a good book.
That one failed.
I've been living with backwards knees for 20 years.
Weird.
I've been living with a whole lot of women for 20 years. I've been living with sudden poop explosion disease for 20 years.
That's, well, shitty.
I've been living with existing for 20 years.
That is about as literal as you get.
That's a horrible condition.
And then I've been living with being a terrible mother for 20 years.
Also, being living for 20 years and talking to your son about this is probably really depressing.
It gets better.
Dude, why did you have to, like, explain that to us?
Existing.
Yes!
So which was your second choice?
Yay for knowing people's depression.
Sudden poop explosion.
That makes sense. Ah, wow. Kind of roll.
And here I am with four. Wait, oh, I'm beating him.
Woohoo! I'm debating. I'm trying to figure out if it's Nick out or Jen that's probably winning right now.
It's Jen.
I've got...
Too long. Yeah.
I've got the Ocho.
Is everybody good?
Six.
Having tired of poetry and music, the immortal elves now fill their days with blank.
No. I love those elves.
The immortal elves
now fill their days with blank. Did you give me two?
Yes, one was from him.
Okay.
Meh, I gotta start chucking cards.
This is awesome. I really should hold on to it.
Great. So, having tired of poetry and music, the immortal elves now fill their days with the penny whistle solo from My Heart Will Go On. Now fill their days with a man who is so cool that he rides on a motorcycle. Now fill their days with Lady Gaga. I'm now fill their days with masturbation. Now fill their days with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And now fill their days with swiftly achieving orgasm.
Two of those seem to go together.
I might have to go with masturbation.
That's me. I'm up to seven. I'm catching up.
Oh, phooey. I mean, goddamn fucking... bullshit problems.
No, that's like setting the game up.
No.
No, I'm saying the black and the white. Yeah.
She's got a black card. She's going to do and he's going to give away card.
Yes.
Yeah, we can't set up a specific pair.
No.
Kind of like genie.
That kills the game.
All right. Loving you is easy because you're blank.
I'm curious how you're going to react to that one.
I need six now, right?
Yeah. Who has Taz and God? Nick God? Did you give one?
No, I gave.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop finger banging the knock.
Hey, you can totally fit two fingers in there.
I think you'd get away with three.
Okay. I think they need. I think that the knock needs to get fisted.
Let's not cut a bigger hole in the wall than what we plan to reuse.
All right, loving you is easy. Because you're wearing glasses and sounding smart. A middle-aged man on roller skates. A brain tumor. The dentist. Is this the Little Shop of Horrors dentist? Oh, God. A self-microwaving burrito. Mooing. Mooing.
Yay! All right, you're up.
Fun.
Here. No, double.
Middle-aged man on roller skates.
Double.
Right here, I got one.
Okay.
Here lies Thurman Jameson, 1775 to 2015, devoted friend, lover of blank.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Before you start? You know my name is Thurman Jameson, right? You know it's me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here lies Thurman Jameson, 1975 to 2015. Devoted friend, lover of cat massage, meaningless sex, statistically validated stereotypes.
Mm.
The peaceful and non-threatening rise of China, destroying the evidence, and a PowerPoint presentation. Mm. You seem like you like meaningless sex.
Thank you.
All right, meaningless sex.
Can I
Joe and his meaningless sex.
Can I just make one comment?
Keep it in your pants.
Can I just make one comment?
All right.
We're not pieces of meat. We're not here to just burger movie car you. Just want to say that.
Talk to Cooter about that.
Burger movie car, burger movie car. We have thoughts and feelings, damn it.
You want to have sex?
Yeah.
No. Do you guys just make one comment before you play?
Yes.
I love all of you because none of those answers had a dick in it.
Probably because
no one had a dick card.
We played all the dick cards.
That's true. That's a pretty big pile here, and you guys got one going over there.
Two penises right. Kissing would have been a great answer.
Damn it.
All right. What did I nickname my genitals?
All right.
This is going to go bad so fast. Oh, God. Jen's chuckling hysterically. This is bad.
All right.
What did I nickname my genitals?
Butt sex.
Our new buffalo chicken dippers. Cybernetic enhancements. Joe Biden. Thurman Jameson. Ronald Reagan. A box that is conscious and wishes it weren't a box. Who had buffalo chicken dippers? You win. Yeah.
I call my penis Thurman.
I don't call my penis anything.
That's sad. You should name it.
You're reading, right?
I'm reading, yeah. All right, so here we go.
You can see it.
Are they complaining about porn?
I don't know, but the whole wall just started shaking. I thought someone was going to put their dick in the hole. Yeah.
Well, I guess when the knock is rocking.
Come a knocking?
There's a bunch of different themes to these cards.
All right. Believe it or not, Jim Carrey can do a dead-on impression of blank. Oh, boy. Believe it or not, Jim Carrey can do a dead-on impression of blank.
Hmm.
Throw that away.
I
know a lot of cards in this game, and I really feel like there's a lot of cards that really wouldn't go with this.
No. I need one more. I need no more. All right. Here we go. Jim Carrey can do a dead-on impression of two midgets shitting into a bucket.
That's kind of impressive.
It really is.
He's a very versatile actor.
Yes.
Jim Carrey can do a dead-on impression of the heart of a child. Nah. Dead-on impression of an ugly face.
Well, wait, accurate. I think that's naturally.
Oh.
Dead-on impression of unquestioning obedience. Meh. Nah. Dead-on impression of Miley Cyrus at 55.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Dead-on impression of all the single ladies. The midgets are the winner.
Yes!
Yeah, that was always going to win.
Yeah. All right.
Cooter, cooter, bo-booter, banana, fana, bo-booter, me, my, ma-booter, cooter.
Oh, no, this is duplicate. The secret to a lasting marriage is communication, communication, and blank. I I have the perfect card for this.
Jeez. I'm starting to get a theme with my cards.
Sucky.
Actually, no.
The secret to a lasting marriage is communication, communication, and my sex dungeon.
Wait, what was that?
My sex dungeon.
That would probably do it.
Communication and having sex on top of a pizza.
You gotta lick it off.
Yeah. Communication, communication, and the quiet majesty of the sea turtle. That's terrible. Communication, communication, and moral ambiguity. Communication, communication, and one unforgettable night of passion.
Just one?
Just that's, one.
That, just, I was about to say, that seems a little close to home.
Hey, stop, eh?
I have proof I had sex once.
It was one unforgettable night of passion.
Yeah.
Communication and snorting coke off a clown's boner.
I feel like everybody needs that in their relationship.
All right, who had snorting coke off a clown's
boner? Yay!
I feel it works on so many levels because you could be the clown or you could bring a clown into the mix.
Never underestimate.
Yeah.
Can you imagine showing up for that one? I'm here for the party.
Yes, you are.
I'm gonna drop
check
those
out
pants,
this
sir.
Balloon animal. They're all balloon snakes.
The only problem with having a clown come over is they gotta figure out where to put the other 13 guys in the car.
What's the next Happy Meal toy?
Can you, like, abstain from the...
Yeah, I know, right?
No, that's when you just take a card and, like, whatever. Get rid of this card from my
hand. Yeah,
hands.
I know, but still. Ugh. It sucks to be lame.
I've had it for, like, a few
What's
rounds
the
now.
Next Son Happy Meal bitch. Toy? Jobs. A fart.
Wait, I think you already get that.
Every ounce of charisma left in Mick Jagger's body. Smallpox blankets. A surprising amount of hair or khakis. Smallpox blankets.
All right.
Hey, you're at three.
Well done. Great. Golf clap. Golf clap.
Bringing up the rear. All right. I have a strict policy. First date. Dinner.
No. We just did that.
Did we do this one? Okay.
Just throw it away.
It's done.
I waste my grandma card on me.
What gets better with age?
Grandma.
Grandma.
She's dead now.
Oh. Here you go. That'll get better.
Ooh. I'm tossing a card. Actually, we'll do that.
There's a point at which, like, you've got so many cards and a nexus of them just are god-awful.
Yeah, it's a bad problem.
I still have a couple that I've been literally holding this entire time.
All right. Yeah. What gets better with age? Surprise sex. That actually leads to heart attacks, just so we're clear. crystal meth.
I guess when you eventually reach that point where it's like, hey, my teeth are already falling out, so what the fuck do I care?
Then it's time for surprise sex.
That's some angry, raging, weird sex.
Passive-aggressive post-it notes. The quesadilla explosion salad from Chili's. Western standards of beauty. And a protracted siege. You know, I think I have to go with surprise sex.
With all those lovely options, that's
yeah, seriously, we were...
Well...
Wasn't that a good cards?
Sorry. I'm not that sorry. I don't really have feelings. Sorry, a feeling?
Stop it.
Yes.
I need you to rub this gentleman in a special place and see if he has feelings.
What? Are we going to rub him in a special place to see if he has feelings? Or did I mishear everything just now?
That about sums it up. I don't know why I was volunteered. I mean, I do have a tender touch.
Well, it was me or you. And you felt more appropriate.
I'm calling the cock line.
What? You want to play? All right. Can we shut the door, please?
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, because all the noise outside.
There's a lot
habits.
Of noise outside.
Habits. Manners. Okay. I learned the hard way that you can't cheer up a grieving friend with blank.
Surprise sex.
Depends on the friend.
Don't look at it.
One more.
Yeah.
I'm going to check this one because I don't
want to
work with that one.
Alrighty. I learned the hard way that you can't cheer up a grieving friend with farting and walking away. That would cheer up my friends. Bioengineered assault turtles with acid breath. Deflowering the princess.
That might cheer him up.
Court-ordered rehab.
Oh.
Filling every orifice with butterscotch pudding. Yeah, that made me really happy. In case I'm ever grieving, guys.
Fill every one of your orifices with butterscotch
bring
pudding.
On butterscotch anything. Reading The Hobbit under the covers while mom and dad scream each other downstairs.
That hits too close to home.
The court-ordered rehab. So Ben and Jerry for a while had this limited, it's called like butterscotch scotchy or something like that. It's butterscotch ice cream, butterscotch swirls, butterscotch chunks. I literally went in and bought armloads and brought it home. It was limited edition. I had to get what I could. I'm still sad.
Finally, the service that delivers blank right to your door.
I think it should be more like the couch. He's got more emphasis.
I've been doing this a long time.
I know.
There you go. That's what you need.
Okay. Will you read it again?
Finally, a service that delivers blank right to your door.
Throw that away.
I do love when you're handing a card and the only thing you can think about it is, throw that away.
Yeah, and I did that one time and I fucking won.
Finally, a service that delivers racism right to your door.
Wait, we already have that
the
service.
Secret formula for the ultimate female satisfaction right to your door. Poor people right to your door. A pile of squirming bodies right to your door. Being worshipped as the one true God right to your door. Words, right to your door. Skip poor people.
That'll be me.
If you can only get poor people delivered.
Well, I get the poor people delivered, but then they worship
you. What would you do with them?
Make penises kiss.
Johnson's been very impressive this round with a long game that's been, well, lacking, but he's been making up for it in the short game.
And he's up to the tee.
And he's bringing out a driver. That seems unusual.
Wait, he's not using it on the ball. He appears to be chasing his caddy around the hole. I can't quite hear what he's screaming, but he looks quite irate. Wait.
I think we can hear it now, Jim. I think he's screaming, fuck the knock.
Golf claps.
All right, my gym teacher got fired for adding blank to the obstacle course. This could be really good or really bad.
It doesn't go with this one, though.
Careful, please. We've already had the wall broken once by someone in this room.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Ugh.
You did a black
just not for this one.
Oh, really?
No,
you hold
no.
on to that one?
Yeah, not for
what?
This one.
You did a black card again, please?
That's, my gym teacher got fired for adding blank to the obstacle course.
Yeah, I've been playing where, like, bad. Every time I top deck a good card, I would be drinking. Praise God, the first drink was absinthe, because if I was drinking straight scotch like I am right now, I'd be in the ER.
My gym teacher got fired for adding a magic hippie love cloud to the obstacle course. My gym teacher got fired for adding my relationship status to the obstacle course.
Well, that...
Yeah.
My gym teacher got fired for adding Emma Watson to the obstacle course.
Oh.
My gym teacher got fired for adding an unstoppable wave of fire ants to the obstacle course. My gym teacher got fired for adding crucifixion to the obstacle course. And my gym teacher got fired for adding the rhythms of Africa to the obstacle course. I'm going to have to go with the fire ants. With the fire ants.
That was me. Though, if it was an obstacle course and Emma Watson was in it, I would finish that obstacle course in 30 seconds.
Yeah. It's the Acker soundtrack.
Dun-dun-tsh.
You're up.
Okay, here we go.
Why do you look so confused?
6 a.m.
Do you lack energy?
Fucking old.
Does it sometimes feel like the world, like the whole world is blank? Zoloft.
Say it again.
Do you lack energy? Does it sometimes feel like the whole world is blank? Zoloft.
No. Not quite. No.
That reminds me that I gotta take a
fistful of better than almost everything
meds.
But you have some aces there.
Not for not for that one.
Pure mood CD.
No, right. I'm just,
no, that's the hacker soundtrack that's wafting delicately over the
pure moods. That's why they're aces, because they can fit almost anywhere.
The song's gonna put me to sleep.
What song?
The hacker
soundtrack.
Hold on, I can fix this.
No, God.
I mean, I like the song.
Yeah.
It just makes me want to sleep.
All I need to fix this is hot water.
It was in Mortal Kombat, too.
Yeah, it was. Well, it's actually been in a lot of things. Because it's not exactly like an unknown band.
I've made sweet, sweet love to the song.
I'm pretty sure I have to, actually.
Well, Jackson.
Oh, boy.
With your mother?
That'd be awkward.
I'm afraid.
No, that was, he was texting with grandma.
Little girl, did you want to know a secret?
You should play your song.
Because I know one, and it is so good to hear.
So I hacked the sound system.
You want to know what it was?
Listen to hackers. And we'll listen to hackers.
All right. How
is
dare you
want to
know?
Yeah. What speaker?
I know. How to count all the way to 51st. And I will tell you how to do it faster than you can say poopty poopty pints. You ready to hear it, baby? Alright.
Don't piss anybody off.
Schwann.
It's good right there.
Two.
It's good right there.
Two and half.
Alright.
Seven.
So let's figure out
14.
What Zoloft 21.
27.
Sometimes the whole world is 27,
37. What do you say?
Sometimes the whole world is an army of skeletons.
Shiggity swell, shrifty fat. Shiggity swat, shiggity fat.
Sometimes the whole world is a robust mongoloid.
Shrifty fat. Girlfriend's age.
A robust mongoloid. Sometimes it feels the whole world is kneeing a wizard in the balls. I don't know if Zoloft will help me deal with that. I think I need an entirely
I feel like someone wasted their card on that because it's really good.
And yeah, it's not exactly what Zoloft is good for. Does it sometimes feel like the whole world is an alternate universe in which boxes store things inside of people?
Whoa, that's
deep.
Yeah.
I think this is the wrong substance for dealing with that card. And finally, does it sometimes feel like the world is insufficient serotonin? Literal Stein. I think I've got to go with the alternate universe. Yeah, because like, if the world is needing a wizard,
hey,
in the
man.
Balls,
makes you think.
If the world
the
is needing
alternate universe where boxes are without people.
Yes, because if the world is needing a wizard in the balls, then you know what? That's a pretty good world, because those wizards, okay. Man, they want to mess with you.
All right, it's 6 a.m. I am going to be lame and old and sack out with how many cards?
I think I might have to do it, too, because I just really want a cigarette.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 16 black cards.
Oh, you
wow.
Beat.
You want to have more?
I had 5.
3 black cards.
I've only got 9.
I
think
3.
We did the best.
Hold on.
Yeah, we did.
I believe Tech Darko is the
no,
leader.
I'm the loser. I got too many.
I have 8. Yeah.
The other one.
What'd you do, Sabe?
7.
Was I second?
I've got 9, so I was in second.
All right.
I think this is the only one I finally have left.
Yes, Jen was second to last. You were third to last.
All my cards, I had. All
right. I am not the loser.
Yeah.
All right.
Dead Babies.
That's not cool.
September 11th.